This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When the Federal Reserve next meets in a couple of weeks, it will tell us where it thinks the economy is going and whether and when it's going to back off its policy of buying bonds to juice things up out there. To do that, to buy those securities, the Federal Reserve has been, and here's the technical phrase, expanding its balance sheet, creating money is another way to say it, to the tune of about $85 billion a month. We all kind of take that for granted now when the Fed does it, but Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains that the first time a central bank tried to do that, create more money, it didn't go over so well.
They were desperate times which required desperate measures.
Yes, we're talking about a weekend in February, in February 1797.
Stefan Eich is researching this for his PhD dissertation at Yale, and I asked him to grab a beer with me at the pub and take me back to late 18th century England.
It's a dramatic weekend that is preceded by a landing of French troops under American command and backed up with Irish insurgents on British shores. People are rightly concerned about the ability of the government to finance this war. There are mutinies going on all over the British fleet at the same time. And those kind of rumors cause bank runs to occur. There's a concern on the side of the wider population, as well as the Prime Minister and the Bank of England, that the bank is slowly but surely running out of gold reserves. The Prime Minister requests, and this is for the first time, requests the King to come into London for an emergency Privy Council meeting. And they announce something truly spectacular. They announce suspension of payment in gold.
Now, you have to understand how crazy this was at the time. All of a sudden, people were told their money, which they'd always believed to be backed by gold, was just backed by promises. Promises that the government would honor the money, take it as taxes, for example. And the Bank of England could just create that money, whether it had gold or not. This is what we call fiat money.
It has worth because people trust in it having worth, rather than value being created by some kind of backing through metal or land or other kind of commodity.
So how did people react to this when they woke up on Monday morning and all the banks opened? What happened?
It takes people by surprise. So you see, for the first 2 days, people scrambling to make sense of what has just happened. And there are voices that describe the experience of the weekend in truly dramatic terms.
The nefarious system of making paper pass for money, the power conferred upon the bank by this bill, is of a nature the most oppressive and dangerous that ever was conferred by the legislature of any country. The Iniquity of Banking, 1797.
The first day of our national bankruptcy.
Charles James Fox.
You hear some of these things from people today who are worried about what the Federal Reserve does. Back then, people had reason to worry. The American colonies tried taking their currencies off gold during their revolution, and they printed so much money that it quickly became worthless. They switched back to gold as soon as they could. This time, though, was different.
Very quickly, the established banking community, large parts of the political community, as well as the population, actually back the situation. It somehow avoids the bank runs that are feared. It enables the government to pay the troops. What happens to prices is nothing. For at least the first 2 years, prices barely move. So the immediate horror scenario doesn't happen.
What did happen was a certain amount of inflation, rising prices. By today's standards, it would have been modest, around 4%, but it definitely freaked them out at the time. And the central bank didn't know how to control it. They hadn't figured out interest rate manipulation or asset purchases. So after a quarter century of it, they brought back gold and threw in the towel on fiat money.
It's seen as something like a Pandora's box of monetary policy, something that is terrifying, powerful, and needs to be kept in check.
It would take 174 years before the world completely ditched gold. But by creating money, the Bank of England came close to running a situation like we have today, where the bank exists in this strange place between the government and the economy. And it raised a lot of the same basic questions about the role of the bank and the powers it wields, questions that are still asked today, 200 years later. I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.